Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now. Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society. Three Witches and a Druid podcast now present Wendy Martin.
God rest ye merry pagan folk, let nothing you dismay. Remember that the sun returns upon this solstice day. The growing dark is ending now and spring is on its way. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. The goddess rest ye merry to and keep you safe from harm. Remember that we live within the circle of her arms, and may her love give ease to come a very special charm.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid podcast. This week, we are doing things a little differently. Marco, Maeve, Gwen, and Brian are taking the week off to celebrate this holiday season. Today, we have special guest Jennifer Hartman joining us to tell a beautiful Yuletide tale from her new book, Old Mother Frost. Jennifer Hartman is the author and content creator behind the Pagan Kids Resource. She is a Canadian-born author raised with Swedish traditions and pre-Christian folklore. Together with her husband, they choose to raise their family with pre-Christian Norse traditions. Unfortunately, there is not much for children in this demographic. Frustrated, she turned to research and created her first children's book, Old Mother Frost, a Yuletide story for children. Since the launch of her first book, she has expanded her brand to help support Norse pagan families. Her focus still lies in creating children's books that nourish and clarify old and new ways of Norse paganism. We hope you enjoy this Yuletide tale.
My name is Jennifer Hartman, and today I'll be reading my book, Old Mother Frost. The Old Mother Frost is a Yuletide story of an ancient Norse goddess who sleeps all year long, waking only to make sure children are happy, healthy, and festive during the longest and coldest time of the year. Old Mother Frost, a children's Yuletide story. There is one woman who's older than the oldest Yuletide story. She is Old Mother Frost, and she lives in the sky. She sleeps in a bed made of feathers all year and only wakes up when the days turn cold and nights grow long. When she wakes up, she shakes at her mattress. The loose feathers that fall from it turn to snow. During the 12 days of Yuletide, she comes down to Earth to check on children to make sure they are happy, healthy, and festive. When she comes down from the sky, she takes the form of a young woman. She wears a red hooded cloak and a crown made of holly and acorns. She calls herself Mother Halda. Mother Halda visits every home to make sure children are well. No one has ever seen her, but they know she is near when it starts to snow. The first thing she checks for is that the children are decorating their homes and crafting. Only then does she know they are festive. Next, she looks for a feast to make sure children are well fed. Only then does she know they are healthy. Before she leaves, she checks for a plate of cookies and a crackling fire. Only then does she know children are happy and warm. If the house is decorated, the children are full, and cookies are by the fireplace, Mother Hulda leaves a gift at the front door. At the stroke of midnight on December 24th, Mother Hulda runs out of time. The snow carries her away to her home in the sky, where she turns back into Old Mother Frost and sleeps until next Yuletide. The end. Thank you so much for listening to my story, Old Mother Frost. I hope you enjoy your Yuletide.
Three Witches and a Druid Podcast now present Michael Vandenhoek. Three Witches and a Druid Podcast would like to take a moment to thank our amazing Patreon supporters. Today, we shout out to Danny, Tania, Sarah, Lore, Kay, Linda, and Jennifer. Without your generous support and contributions, we couldn't bring you this magical content, and we thank you for listening. This has been Three Witches and a Druid Podcast. Thanks for listening.